Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, another volatile day here in the grain and oilseed markets. Seeing some pressure in quarter beans right now, wheat coming back, but I know we've been a little bit all over the board here today in the grain sector. What are you seeing? I know there's a lot of news items, a lot of macro factors still swirling around these markets.
Yeah, it really comes back to a tug of war between which is the more dominant story today. And that varies somewhat by market, but we see an ebb and flow of the money as it kind of swings between one headline and the other. And a lot of it is headline driven today. And it comes down primarily between the Federal Reserve's monetary policy announcement that'll be this afternoon and how aggressively hawkish will the Fed be and what might the impact on the economy and demand for commodities be, and Russian President Putin's decisions and actions over the last 24 hours that have seen him take steps to annex four oblasts of Ukraine, regions of Ukraine, kind of activate some of the military conscripts within his country to bring people out of retirement and out of the reserves into service to kind of escalate the war in Ukraine, since things have been going against him over the past month there, and the threat of potential nuclear weapons and what that might do to further isolate Russia and shut down trade from the Black Sea region. And so we've seen these times when the focus was on the Fed and it's a large selling of the commodities based on fear that we're going to see the economy tank and demand for commodities fall. And then wheat leads things back because of fears that we're going to have food shortages. And at times we'll see corn show that strength as well as soybeans and oilseeds. So it's been an ebb and flow between these headlines in the markets today.
Well, and looking as well here at the stocks and energies, a little more on the Fed side, I'd have to think that might be weighing it a bit there, more so than the news headlines out of Ukraine. But the Dow fairly quiet today, crude oil off a little bit. It seems like stocks and energies really probably waiting until that Fed announcement this afternoon, Arlen.
Yeah, more of a bounce in the equities, and that's really kind of the calming factor. We're still seeing the VIX trade up there near 27, so the fear levels on Wall Street are still relatively elevated, but you really wouldn't know it looking at the equities at this hour. But as you look at the energy market, it traded higher overnight based on the developments coming out of Russia. But in the day trade today, it's been all about the Federal Reserve and what the Fed's actions might do to the economy and therefore demand for energy. We're seeing some of that ebb and flow, trying to firm a little bit again on some of the actions out of Russia. But this is kind of, again, the market kind of determining which sector you're in and which headlines you want to focus on.
And the livestock sector really just kind of a little bit of a choppy range-bound trade, it appears, in cattle and hogs. I know cattle looking ahead to Friday's cattle on feed report, and I know we have cold storage numbers out Thursday for the hog sector. So any thoughts on this protein market here as we move through Wednesday?
Yeah, we're starting to see some higher numbers on the hog slaughter, and this is time and weight seasonally move higher as well. And so we're seeing a little bit of pressure in lean hog, particularly with some of the economic concerns that we're seeing in the outside markets, not necessarily in the equities, but in the broader commodities. But in the cattle market, that's where we're expecting to see tighter supplies as we go each month that goes forward. You mentioned the cattle on feed report coming out on Friday, where placements are still expected to show the drought conditions in the western part of the country. But with declining numbers, as the cow herd's been declining now over the last couple of years, finally starting to show up as well. And it's basically expectations of steady to firmer cash this week, providing underlying support for live cattle futures as well.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we'll have a conversation with Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, and talk about what he is seeing in the market trade. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Wednesday, September 21st. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.